it was a weeknight.
Okay.
And just wanted to take the kid and the wife out for a walk after dinner. And it was a day like today, but it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, something like that.
Okay. What happened?
Well, we frequent that place a lot. And it's a place that a lot of people go and go on walks and picnics and launch their boats and things. So I usually pack a gun with me, you know, just for protection. And I had it empty. It was in the back of the car. So we pulled up to the left-hand side of Olson's, and there was a fire pit, and we parked over there. So you really couldn't look over the bank. And so I was back there getting my gun ready, you know, to pack with me. And then I was going to tell my wife and son to come out, and we can go for a walk. And then I just heard something. Sounded like somebody raking gravel, really heavy thuds onto the beach. And so I walked over to the top of the ramp, and about 30, 40 feet away, there was a big brown bear.
And definitely a brown bear. You got a pretty good look at him.
Yeah, he was big. He was... you can't mistake those things. And it was, I think it was more surprised than anything. And it, what got me was that it pounced the ground once with its front paws and then kind of huffed at me in pretty close proximity. So
it was giving you some indication that knew you were there, didn't like that you were around. Did it charge you or anything like that?
No, it didn't charge. I think it just gave, you know, wanted me to know that it was there. And I was pretty close to it, so I was more surprised than anything. And then once that was all done, it turned around and started walking the other way. And I hopped in the rig and told my wife there's a big brown bear on the beach, and we pulled around and she was able to see it go up into the woods.
Okay. First one you've seen there?
There, yes.
Yeah, you've seen others elsewhere.
Yep, I've seen a sow and two cubs at the Blind River Rapids there. I've seen bears across the river, and you know, nothing like this, though. Nothing in this close proximity, so.
Enough to get your heart going a little bit.
Yeah, the adrenaline was going. You know, people tease me and they say, you know, that bear could have got to you pretty quick. And I tend to agree with them.
You got back in the car and then it made its way off, or mm-hmm. what happened?
Yeah. Well, as soon as it saw me and let me know it was there, I don't think it wanted to have anything to do with me anymore. So it kind of turned the other way and started hopping its way up to the woods. So,
okay. Change the way you think of going out on a weeknight drive or walk? Or
it does. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on the air. I've been telling people about my story, and I think these bears are becoming more prevalent. I think they've always been here, you know, but I think their territory is expanding, and I think there's more of them. You know, and I just want people to not be afraid of going out the road, because it's all part of our daily life. We, you know, we frequent those areas all the time, but to just be aware and try to be prepared.